AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama has cut the prison sentences of 46 nonviolent offenders, including some serving life sentences. In a video released by the White House, the president argues those who he has helped did not deserve the sentences they received.
So their punishments didn't fit the crime. And if they'd been sentenced under today's laws, nearly all of them would have already served their time.
The president is devoting considerable attention to the criminal justice system this week with a speech to the NAACP in Philadelphia tomorrow. On Thursday, he will visit a federal prison in Oklahoma City. Retired DEA International Operations Chief Michael Vigil says the escape of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has damaged Mexico's reputation.
This is a black eye on the government of Mexico because when he was captured in 2014, the United States wanted deeply to have him extradited to the United States.
Guzman used a mile-long tunnel that had somehow been dug undetected to escape the maximum security prison. Head of the junior coalition partner in the Greek government says his party cannot back the austerity agreement with European creditors, calling it a German-led coup. Constantine Gastios with the Athens University of Economics and Business says even with the multi-billion-dollar bailout, his nation faces some tough times ahead.
Things will get worse before they get better.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces a tough challenge in getting Parliament to pass the tax increases and spending cuts that are demanded by the creditors. Former volunteer sheriff's deputy, Tulsa, Oklahoma, who says he confused his handgun and stun gun when he shot and killed an unarmed, restrained man, will face trial in February. 73-year-old Robert Bates pleaded not guilty to second-degree manslaughter charges during his arraignment. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton wants to go after misbehaving bankers should she be elected president. Warren Levinson with more.
In contrast with the savings and loan crisis of the 1990s, few, if any, bankers have gone to prison for the fraud and manipulation that nearly collapsed the economy in 2008. But Hillary Rodham Clinton suggested that would change if she's elected president. She noted in an economics speech that while banks have paid some big fines and even pleaded guilty to misconduct,
the human beings responsible get off with limited consequences or none at all, even when they've already pocketed the gains.
That, she said, will change. Warren Levinson, New York.
Another Republican enters the race, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker making the announcement in an online video this morning.
I'm running for president to fight and win for the American people.
Walker will hold a kickoff rally in his home state this evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.